Welcome to day 25 of Happier People, here with me, Jerry Banfield. Would you like to hear an episode I'm calling Before the Butt Pain Builds? I think you'll enjoy this if you've struggled with dealing with physical pain in your life, because I'm sharing in this episode some tips I've learned on how to deal with pain, and specifically, how to prevent pain that is starting from getting worse, and how to accept pain that is bad as it is, which then gets that pain to pass faster. So if you've struggled with things like headaches or pains in various parts of your body, I hope this episode will be useful for you. Today features a couple of stories of me in pain and the glamorous world of having a pain in the butt. Have you heard the phrase, you're a pain in the butt, or you're just a pain in my butt? It's funny because I actually get pains in my butt. I'm not sure exactly how it happens. And to be precise, it's right over the tailbone. So I'm feeling my tailbone now to try and describe where the pain is. It's a couple of inches inward. There's some muscle in there that's a couple of inches inward, and the pain that comes sometimes feels a bit like a cramp. So it can be incredibly painful. One night, I was out walking the dogs, and I'm grateful if you've been following me pretty closely. My one dog had some horrible thing. We thought she was going to die. She was laying around breathing. The vet pretty much wrote her off, and we just made her comfortable. And I don't know what happened. She has had some miracle of healing, and she's right back to how she's always been. So I'm grateful to be walking both my dogs instead of just one. So I was walking both of my dogs, I guess this was probably a month ago or so, and I take like a mile or two, maybe three walk. I try and take the dogs on a walk each night for their good and for my good. And the farthest I get from my house is about an hour. Wow, that's not what I meant to say. The farthest I get from my house is maybe about a mile, because I go out in a big circle and come back around. So of course, at the very peak of the circle, at the very point I'm farthest from the house, all of a sudden out of nowhere, this massive butt cramp comes on. And I'm worried that I'm going to absolutely blow out my pair of underwear and shorts while I'm walking my dogs. And all of a sudden then the fear comes in. Oh my God, am I going to make it before I get back home? And is this going to get better before I get back home? Am I going to have to ruin this pair of pants before I get back home and then proceed to walk my dogs the rest of the way back home with this ruined pair of pants? And to me, with pain, the very worst part is the fear. The pain itself usually is secondary to the response in not liking the pain and then the fear that comes up from the potential future impacts of the pain. And what I do when this happens, what I did when this happened, I started praying because I realize I'm not equipped to handle this like a grown-up. All I know how to do is flail down like a baby and be pissed off. I don't deserve this and be a victim. And this shouldn't be happening to me. I'm 32 years old. Why am I having this big butt pain right now? This stuff ought to happen to older people. It does happen to my friend. He's in his 70s. And when I prayed, I prayed a simple one-word help prayer, said honestly, as in you're a little bit over your head, like, help. I'm not sure why this is going on. I'd rather not blow my pants out right now. Help. And I did that several times, prayed. Sometimes I go with God, help me. And then I remembered my friend. He's in his 70s. And he has actually wrecked all kinds of pairs of pants because he gets a very sudden movement sometimes in the morning, and if he's on the treadmill at the gym, boom, it's just right there all out everywhere in the middle of the gym. And I thought, you know, if that did happen to me on my dog walk, I bet my friend would love that story. Not love it in terms of glad it happened to me, but loved it that I shared that and was thinking of him, and we could kind of commiserate on that. So once I thought that, I had that thought about how this that is what my friend deals with on a regular basis. He's actually been kicked out of several gyms because that's happened multiple times there. And I thought about that after praying, and I thought how it would be funny if that happened to me. It'd be funny if I came back home and my wife's like, "What the hell happened to you?" Like, well, you can see. And I saw the humor in my situation. I saw how funny it was that here I am all clenched up trying not to ruin a pair of pants. And then I thought about my daughter, who she doesn't have any other option. All she does at a year old is blow out diapers whenever she has to go. And she's perfectly fine with it. She's not afraid. At least I hope she's not afraid of having to go to the bathroom in her diaper. And I thought of that, and then I didn't feel alone, because often in that exact scenarios where I would, in most spots of my life, felt completely alone. I'm out walking my dogs at night by myself in this sudden pain that only I know about, that no one else can properly appreciate, and all of a sudden I'm a horrible victim. The universe has done everything to me all wrong. And I'm all alone. Look who's all alone now. And the pain lifted greatly once I didn't feel alone anymore. Once I didn't feel alone, once I saw the humor in my situation, once I saw both my friend who's much older than me and my daughter who's much younger than this body, at least. Fundamentally, I believe we're all immortal, so we're all the same age, eternal. Well, this body is 32, my friend's body's much older, my daughter's body's much younger. It's funny to see how we had these things in common. Once I saw the humor in it, the psychological, emotional, mental pain went away. And the physical pain, most of the time, is not that bad. It's the response to the physical pain that makes it hell. It's the physical pain plus the mental story about it. I hate this. Oh my God, the fear that goes with it. And then the emotional response in the body to the mental story. Oh my God, okay, we're in trouble. We're in trouble. And the body starts to panic. So prayer for me has been very helpful. And you don't have to pray to anything specific. Just casting out the word help from the middle of my heart is very helpful. Honestly admitting I need help. And this isn't something I get to do once when I'm walking my dogs and feel a butt pain and I'm done. This is something I do on a quite regular basis at the first sign of trouble, because then I usually don't go much deeper into the trouble. Going forward on that walk, the pain, the physical pain, then slowly subsided from the peak of making me sure I was going to not make it home with a clean pair of pants. By the end of the walk, I barely remembered that it happened. And then it was funny as I mentioned it to my wife, and then I mentioned it to my friend later that I said, "Hey, I thought of you when I almost pooped my pants the other night. I thought of you, and I had a little bit more of an understanding of what you talk about now and how much that sucks and that you how annoying it is for you to deal with it." And I then had something extra to relate with him on that was nice and we got a laugh out of. I share that story to set up what happened last night. So I've realized, or I'm starting to see, that sometimes pain builds up in my life because I'm not paying attention. Pain builds up to draw my attention in. And if I will pay attention from the beginning, the pain won't build up. So guess what? I don't know what's with these butt cramps or pains that they happen. I talked to another friend and he says he has the same experience. He's about my age and I don't know what the deal is. So anyway, I'm going to bed last night and same thing. Except instead of walking the dogs, I'm laying down and it's all quiet. So all alone, no one to talk to. My wife's already asleep. And the house is quiet, and here I am in the middle of the bed. Here comes the butt pain. And it starts like a gentle little bell ringing in the distance. Oh, hey, would you like this to get worse? Hey, we're just hanging out down here. So I feel the gentle tension start where there's no sensation before, then all of a sudden a little gentle tension begins. Now, what this often would provoke, if you've had some pain in a certain area before, I've had a lot of back pain in my life, and thank God, today my back is as healthy as it's been in maybe 15 or 20 years. My back is in really good shape today. I've had nothing done to it. I've simply started living and taking better care of myself. I've stopped doing things to injure my back. And now my back is in much better shape today. So if you've got something like back pain or headache or recurring pain, you might recognize this. At the very beginning of some kind of bigger pain, often there will be a little gentle awakening of the pain. Now, what often happens is fear immediately. And that's what happened for me. As soon as I felt that little, hey, we're down here, maybe this will turn into a cramp, maybe it won't, I don't know, there's a little tension. As soon as I felt that, the fear comes on. Oh, because I've laid in bed plenty of nights with a very painful butt pain, cramp feeling. I've laid in bed with it plenty of times. And even at home then, when there's a bathroom right there, nothing comes out. It's just a pain and there's nothing that can be done very easily about it. And it doesn't last long enough to take anything for. It just hurts intensely for a little while and goes away. So last night I tried something a little new. I noticed, and I've been realizing in my life, that paying attention to things usually will solve a lot of problems. A lot of pains in the body, a lot of pains generated from other people, are a response that is attempting to get attention. So on my YouTube channel, I have lots of people that say lots of things you might consider very nasty or hateful. And a lot of them really do like my videos. They're just trying to get my attention. They say, hi, Jerry, how are you? I don't say anything. They say, well, F you then. You didn't say anything. I don't say anything again. And then they pull out something really nasty after that. And then I noticed that. And that's the first thing I saw. But before that, they tried several nicer approaches to get a hold of me. And the body is the same way. So last night, when I felt that first little tightening, I did my best to focus all of my attention down there, to stop thinking about it, to not look and pay attention to anything else, to take my entire body energy and put it right down there and attempt to precisely locate exactly what was going on. And it's funny, in your mind, you might think you know, but when you go look in the body, for example, if I ask you, what is your left hand doing right now? You could probably intellectually tell me, well, right now my left hand is just hanging free. When I said that, it opened and closed a few times because I'm standing up doing this podcast. You can actually just go feel what your hand is doing. You don't need any intellectual discussion about it. You can simply go feel your hand and come back almost instantly and feel what it's doing. So that's the kind of seeing I mean, to go into it with your full attention. So that's what I did. I went into it with my full attention and not a nasty judgmental attention like, shut up, quit this, or stop this, I can't handle it. Not that kind of attention. I went down to it with a, hey, what's going on down here? I'm happier here. What are we doing down here? What do I need to know about? Is there anything you'd like to tell me? I went down there with curiosity. I want to know exactly what is happening in here. Why are we cramping up? Are we going to cramp up? If we're going to cramp up, I want to understand the exact process from start to finish, how it goes from a little gentle pain into this thing that hurts. It's a real pain in the butt, so to speak. So I went down there and looked and looked and looked. And as long as I was looking, the pain didn't get worse. Now, here's a weird thing. As soon as I stopped looking, oh, okay, everything's fine down here. Okay, all right. Well, I'll see you later. And I tried to keep my attention down there as long as possible. A thought would come up in my mind. Well, Jerry, what are you going to do tomorrow about this? And then, well, I'm not sure what I'm, Jerry, I'm going to do about this tomorrow. Let's think about the, oh, whoop, the butt pain. And I felt another rumble down there. What's going on? And when I drifted off into thought a couple of times, the pain threatened to escalate. So then I went back down there. Okay, I'm back. Did you miss me? What's going on down here? Are we cramping? What are we doing? How's everything feeling? Where exactly is this in my body? Where is this thing that hurts specifically? Because it's just like a big, dark, vast mass in here. And I'm like, where is this thing? And each time I drifted away, the pain threatened to get worse. And each time I came back, it didn't. It was almost as if that part of my body just wanted my attention. It just wanted me to look at it. And as long as I was looking at it, there was no need to shout worse. You could look at it like a child. The child first makes a little noise. Hey. Like Madeline, when she's waking up in her crib, she'll make some little noises. And then she'll progressively get louder and louder and louder if we don't go help her, which that seems perfectly natural. So usually what we do, we'll let her make some noises in the morning, and when she hits the second level, we'll go in and help her. That way, if she's trying to play or something or just messing around, we don't go right in. But then when she hits that next level, like, hey, all right, I want my diaper changed. I'm sitting in poop in here from overnight. So would you come in and get me ready for the day? When she's that second level, we go in and take care of her, whatever time it is. And then she doesn't hit that third or fourth level. She doesn't ever get to that screaming or unhappy unless she's dealing with something out of the ordinary. So that seems to be what happened with my body last night, too. It never took it up to the full pain level because I went down there and investigated. Now, if you are in some kind of cycle where you've been numbing your pain and trying to deny your pain, if you've been pushing the pain down, I had a vicious cycle with my back of the back, my back getting hurt, then taking things like muscle relaxers, Advil to try and numb the pain, sleeping on it, more pain, and then just back and forth, me taking more medication. And that would go on, it went on for months. Of back pain, months of disability where I couldn't do various things. And you know what? When I stopped taking the muscle relaxers, when I stopped taking the Advil to numb the pain, and I felt the back pain and adjusted how I was living to the back pain went away relatively quickly. And it's never come back that bad. The worst times I've had in my life for back pain have been when I've fought it, when I tried to ignore it. Cries for pain in my body are a sign that they want attention. And I'm learning that. And thankfully, last night was one of the most potent learning experiences I've had in that department. If something hurts, I need to stop and look at it. Not just try and press on, act like a man, act like a man. No, that's fine. It doesn't hurt until it hurts so bad it cripples me. But stop. Investigate. Look at my body like a crying child that if my body's happy, it will kind of playfully go about its business. And if it's upset, like Madeline, when my daughter, when she's crying, what she needs is a little love and attention. That's what she needs. And she needs good love and attention because if she gets bad love and attention, that's how all the problems in our lives happen, how all of them start with parents being giving their children bad attention when they're crying out for help and in pain. And then many of us get programmed that it's not okay to be in pain, to ignore the pain, or if you cry out for help, that you're going to get hurt worse. And I'm grateful today to have been given through so much love in my life, given a way of living that I hope is useful to share with you today. I hope to remember this the next time because my one little butt pain went away. There will probably be another one. And if it's not a butt cramp, it'll be a foot one, a neck one. It'll be something. So I will then do this exact same thing. And by sharing it here with you, The odds of me remembering it are so much better, and me doing it again are so much better. And hey, I'm just like the next person. I'd rather spend as little time in pain as possible. This is what I've found works for me, to face the pain, to dive into the middle of the pain and look around. And this has worked for jet lag. I did this with jet lag before flying because I'm a sensitive person now. I feel my body, and going on a plane is horribly traumatic for it. And it hurts. And thankfully, now all I have to do is look at the hurt and it passes. The exercise for today, would you like to try this with me? I've been loving these exercises. So my exercise for today is to identify one minor pain before it goes major and to pay attention to it. To essentially repeat this again, because most of our days are filled with little things that start out as minor pains that don't build into big ones. So I today will try and look for a minor pain and spot it and stop and pay attention to it and see what happens to do this again. I appreciate you listening to this today. I hope this is helpful for you. I hope you have a great day today.